Welcome to the OHP Uncut Podcast, our raw, uncut, unedited interviews from Open House Party. It's Cannon with a K. Subscribe to the podcast and follow me on social at Cannon Radio. Spell Cannon with a K. If it's on Facebook, just type out Cannon with a K. This week, Jason Derulo. The man has 43 million followers on TikTok. So we're going to get his take on how to be a real TikTok boss. Today, Jason Derulo talking about his new song with Adam Levine as well, his new vodka that he's pimping, and wait till you hear what he got his girlfriend for Valentine's Day. That's all today with Jason Derulo on the OHP Uncut Podcast. Let's go.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Jason Derulo, how you been, man?
Oh, man, amazing, amazing. How about yourself?
I've been great, man. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Good to hear your voice again, sir.
Likewise, likewise.
Go ahead, tell everybody what you got your girlfriend for Valentine's Day, because I heard it was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, there's this company that she really likes. It's called 11.Lane, and they have these preserved flowers, different colors, and, like, the flowers, like, last forever, kind of went to the website and just kind of, went crazy on it and, you know, bought like all the things that I thought that she would like, because I know that she really appreciates that company, 11.Lane.
That's funny. You picked up on the fact she liked it and then you went and did it. So for all the men that are like standing around going, I don't know what to do for my lady for Valentine's Day, all you got to do is listen sometimes and you might learn something.
No, that's real. That's true facts. And if you can't figure that out, I mean, you do what I did, you know, go to that website, 11.Lane.
Sure. Look at you, pimping the flowers and you're pimping the vodka. I'm familiar with the Bedlam vodka, by the way, because I'm from North Carolina. And I heard you fell in love with the flavor of that shit, man.
Yeah, fell in love with the flavor. And yeah, the rest is history, man. All things that I'm a fan of, you know, I want to be a part of. So yeah. It's always better when it happens like that, you know. It's been flying off of the shelves, and it's now Amazon's first alcohol that they're behind, which is incredible, obviously. It's available at bedlamvodka.com if you can't get it at your local liquor store.
Yeah, it's in a lot of places, though, and you're right, man. It does have a very distinct, good flavor to it. I don't really know how to describe it. I'm not good at describing flavors of vodka, are you?
What I find is that it just doesn't burn on the way down.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm a vodka drinker. I that's really, you know, all I drink is vodka. But, like, that's the difference that I could say that it has. It just doesn't burn the same. But, it packs a real punch, you know. So it's just kind of like the perfect vodka for me.
Someone told me today you got 43 million TikTok followers, bro.
Yeah. It's pretty insane.
For people that might be going, how do I get some traction on TikTok? Like, what are your, like, tips for being a TikTok boss for people? Because you've done everything. Oh, man, we've seen you make pancakes, the drill with the corn on the cob, making the donut burgers. You've done it all, man. What's the secret to being a boss on TikTok?
You know, there's so much that goes into it, man. So much so that I'm writing a how-to book.
Are you bullshitting me or are you real?
No, I'm serious.
Wow.
Because it all comes down to branding. The past 11, 12 years, that's all I've been focused on, and making mistakes and doing things well and learning about branding, right? So I transferred all the things that I've learned from music over to social media, and most of the things work and some didn't, but you don't have to make the same mistakes I did. You know, if you get this book, then, you know, I think it'll help people out a lot, honestly.
So I was going to ask the top three tips you might have for people, but I guess you're going to say go buy the book, aren't you?
No.
All right, cool. What are some of, like, the top three, like, biggest tips to know then?
Lighting, man. So, like, you want to make sure that your video looks good and it is lit well.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have lighting, I would suggest that you go and invest in yourself and actually get lighting. But if you don't, you can utilize sunrise and sunset. Those are the best times. If you want to go and shoot outside, you can shoot outside. Your video has to look good because you have a fraction of a second to get people's attention, because people are scrolling, you know. You have to think of it as yourself, right? And how do you scroll? And like the human brain, like it just needs to see something that looks good first and foremost. And then the next thing is the content, right? And I would suggest that you choose something that you love doing, you know, and go for that audience, right? So if you love food, if you love making gardens, if you love giving people information, you just have to go down that path. Look at the biggest creators in that specific field and see the things that they're doing and borrow those things. Like take them and flip them and make them into your own until those ideas start flowing from yourself. You know, you need to have some kind of basis. And there's no new ideas under the sun. So you can take those ideas and flip them and turn them and then create them into yours.
I love what you're saying, man. You're talking like a CEO here, man. You were talking about branding and you've got – when you talk about branding, by the way, how do you perceive your brand?
It's a very clean cut brand. I'm really kind of like, you know, like a regular dude. And I think branding-wise, I'm just a brand favorite because it's, you know, the brand is clean, it's rooted in fun, but it's also rooted in artistry, right? And I just pride myself in giving the best content and having the best content in the world. And then I think, you know, with leading with a positivity, you know, you can create a brand that any billion-dollar company will want to be a part of. You know, like who am I going to choose as the face of a particular brand? Somebody who's built a following off of negativity, or somebody who's built a following off of positivity? And that's, you know, what I try to pride myself. And it's not for those reasons. It's mainly for the reasons that I, you know, when I have kids one day, I want them to be able to look at their father and it be something that. That they can be proud of. Also to the kids that look up to me, you know, I want them to be able to look at something positive within the music industry, within the industry itself, and see that being successful as well as the other things that are negative that are successful. Because there's a lot of negative things that are successful. There's a lot of dirt. There's a lot of things that aren't positive that do very well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need a light and shade. We need both.
I read an article the other day that said that TikTok revived your career in a way. Would you agree with that?
I think what it did is it allowed me to become closer with fans and me not just be music, right? So, like, I think there's something to be said about an online presence in 2020 and 2021, right? Because my entire career, other than music, and I think a lot of people – can you hear me?
Yeah, I can right now. You cut out a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah. My career has been purely based on music and not any, like ulterior side things that are creating a buzz for me. All the buzz that I've ever had was only from music. And from a branding standpoint, that's really tough to do. It's hard. It's really, really hard to stay on top of the game, stay in people's mind's eye just purely based on music. It's really tough to do. And that's why, you know, some of the biggest artists of today are where they are because of the controversy, because of things going on in their lives. But that's never really been my thing. But once I added another layer to the music, I feel like it's becoming something totally different, because it's not just about music now, right?
Yeah.
It's like people know who my dog is. People know who my niece is. People know what my house looks like. People know, like, you know, when people are seeing me, it's just a totally different conversation than what it used to be, right? I feel like people know me now from a different standpoint, and not just music. So I think people are able to sink their teeth into the music even more.
Well said, man. Tell me about how you got with Adam Levine on this song. The minute I saw you were coming out with a song with Adam, I was like, I don't even need to hear it. Just put it in. I know it's going to be good. But they don't let me just put it in. So I did have to listen to it. And I was like, God, it's amazing. You can just, it just reeks of a hit, bro. It really does. When you hear a song, you know when it's got that thing, that little it thing, don't you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like I have I have a pretty good ear when it comes to that. I mean, as good as you can have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you never really, really know. But, like, there is a special feeling that a song gives you when it's, like, a surefire. But, you know, I've been wrong before.
You can't bat a thousand, man. That's impossible.
But I have my finger on the pulse enough to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how did you get involved with Adam and get him on board and get this moving?
Yeah. So I finished the song, man, and it, you know, happened to be one of my favorite songs. And I was like, feature? And I could only think of one person that could actually fit it and, you know, actually, you know, bring it home. And Adam was the only person that came to mind. And if it wasn't Adam, it was just going to be me by myself. And, you know, always looked up to Adam and Maroon for, you know, all the amazing things that they've done throughout the years. It's incredible for things to come full circle and for him to be on my song.
Let's get it, man. When are we going to hear some more music, bro?
Oh, come on. I'm in the studio every night. So, you know, new music is always coming.
Try to get off your butt and actually do something with your life. No, it's always good catching up with you, man. We love your sincerity, your humility, your energy. It's always so positive, and we always appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you.
Oh, man, come on. It's my pleasure, man. We got to get back together soon, man. It's been too long.
Hey, we'll have to get some of that bedlam in our lives together before too long, bro.
For sure, for sure. I like the sound of that.
Thanks for your time, man. I appreciate you.
All right, thanks, bro.